You're not going to find any place else on the radio.
That's pretty much correct, yeah.
I think it is. I think it is. If you tuned in looking for Dominic the Donkey, Amy Grant, and the 10 millionth playing of Darlene Love, mm-hmm. wrong place.
Oh, there goes three of my picks.
Leave now.
No, you're right. I like to pick the obscure stuff as well. And I think we have a very nice lineup. I'm always excited to see what you've dug up for us this year as
now,
well, Derek.
Before we get into this, there is a holiday tradition I have to observe. Molly, if you could pass me that brown bag.
No, just
the brown bag.
This is how he's buttering up the judges.
You fed us. That's a whole lot better.
Oh, that's true. Thank you, sir.
This is the annual bribing of the judges. Take one and pass that down.
Is that not personalized? Is that what you're saying?
There's your bribe.
Because my sandwich from Chris was personalized. Yeah, it had my name on it.
Did not have your name on it.
Had my name on it.
And then you get an extra one for Sarah, who sadly
someday I hope
us tonight.
Okay. I hope this leads me to work for FIFA.
And then we also have the annual bribery of the competitor.
Thank you, sir.
So, Chris, that's for you.
I love it. It's a Darth Vader Mary Sithmas bag. Very nice.
I've made a decision on song awesome. One. Derek, congratulations.
Thank you.
For song one, I think it's better than Chris's.
Oh, come on.
I love bribes.
Now, I love this background that you've picked here, Derek. Oh, this is awesome. A little Back to the Future. I got a flux capacitor, finally.
Yeah, that's the flux capacitor USB car charger.
That is awesome.
So it turns your car into a time machine and charges your phone.
That is beautiful. Thank you so much.
Your wife wants one of those.
You're not getting that.
Now, what is the background here? This is like a little mix of something.
This is, who did this? This is, I believe it's on Andre Kostolanets and his orchestra under the name, the album was called Holiday Star Time.
Mm-hmm.
And many, many years ago, in the mid-1990s, I was driving home on Christmas Eve to finish wrapping my gifts. I'd been at my parents' house. And I was listening to one of the radio stations. You know, they all play just Christmas music all night long.
Right, right.
And this came on. And I was like, this is a nice piece of Christmas Eve radio.
Yeah, it is.
And years ago, when I started doing like the 6 or 8 hours on Christmas Eve, and then Chris took over for that for me, and neither one of us is doing it this year.
Yeah.
Because it's a Saturday, and everybody's coming in to do their show.
Right, right.
But hearing that on Christmas Eve was kind of what inspired me to do that show.
Mm-hmm.
And even to do... Hear it wow.
Yeah.
You know, because it was just Christmas Eve radio is different than any other night of the year.
That is true. It is very special. It's very magical. And I remember, you know, when I first started, I was a guest here for a number of years for your show as well as a couple of others. And when I started here, I remember tuning in the first year and you were on. And I'm like, I'm going to listen to Derek. And I'm wrapping my gifts and I'm listening to you and you're playing some great Christmas music. And over the years, it's just we had this merge. You had the Christmas battle, early version of that.
This niceness is not really going to... Come on.
And we have a nice assortment of celebrity guests here. Mike, this is your third time, I think, right?
You've done three.
You might have done all of them, too.
I might have done four.
Done all of them.
Well, Molly's done all of them. I know that Winston's done all of them, too, I believe.
Oh, yeah.
And Terrence is not new to the station, but he's new for the
year. I'm a virgin like
year.
Mary.
He's a virgin like Mary.
Don't worry, Tony. This gets bloodthirsty once we start winning and losing rounds.
Yeah. Derek starts to complain a lot, and I try to placate him.
I start to complain a lot. Oh, yeah, it's me.
Yes,
Sort of bash the judges all the way.
You were a little happy last year.
So we usually jump out from the ground running with two very powerful songs, and I hope, and since I won... last year, as well as the year before and the year before that, just to mention. Derek is 0 for 3, the official 0 for 3, but I think he's stepping it up this year.
Yeah.
And I hope that I picked a good one to start. It's from 1954. This is round one. I'm going to choose to go first myself.
Well, it doesn't work that way.
I think it does. I think the winning should get to choose round one.
No, the winner goes second in round one. That's
really?
The way it's supposed
really?
To work.
No, yeah. We could flip a coin. I'll tell you what. No, I'm going to let
you know
Derek
what?
Go first.
You know what? Because, I have resigned myself. Because I have resigned myself.
Derek is already complaining.
To the many ways that you cheat at this every year.
I don't cheat.
You go right ahead.
I always win.
You go
I
first.
Have integrity.
You go first.
The second person should go twice.
The second person gets to pick. It, like, if you're not very happy about your first selection after what I play, and it's amazing, you might switch it up.
No, because I know what my first round is, no matter what.
You're going to do it no matter what?
Yeah.
All right. If you're confident, you can go first.
No, it's you.
You sure?
Yeah, it's
all right.
This
I'm uncomfortable right now.
So this is from 1954.
See, Tony, I told you.
And yeah. you guys may have recognized this, but this is a voice of Christmas, and maybe not the Johnny Mathis or the Burl Ives that you know, but he's still a voice of Christmas. It's from a gentleman named Eddie Arnold, and this is a song called Christmas Can't Be Far Away for round one.
A neighbor tipped his hat to me this morning. The landlord even smiled and said good day. And I want you to know, a stranger said hello, Christmas can't be far away. Old Tightwad down the street is buying candy to pass out to the neighbor kids at play. The town is on the go, the weatherman said snow, Christmas can't be far away. The small fry on our block have all been saving, and now they're hiding things and looking sly. Mom will get that doodad she's been craving, and Dad will get his usual Christmas tie. Both young and old are planning sweet surprises. They'll soon be tied with ribbons bright and gay. Goodwill is in the air, you feel it everywhere. Christmas can't be far away. The small fry on a block have all been saving, and now they're hiding things and looking smart. Mom will get that doodad she's been craving, and Dad will get his usual Christmas tie. Both young and old are planning sweet surprises. They'll soon be tied with ribbons bright and gay. Goodwill is in the air, you feel it everywhere. Christmas can't be far away.
There we go. That's my selection for round one, Christmas Can't Be Far Away by Eddie Arnold. Go ahead, Derek. What do you got?
Well, round one for me is a preemptive strike, not knowing what you've got on your list. But this is actually another one of the great all-time Christmas singers and just one of the greatest singers of all time.
To see ba-rum-pa-bum-bum. Our finest gifts we bring, ba-rum-pa-bum-bum, rum-pa-bum-bum, rum-pa-bum-bum.
Peace on earth, can it be? And years from now, perhaps we'll see. See the day of glory. See the day when men have been living in peace. So peace on earth when we come. Every child must be made.
rum-pa-bum, will come true. It's for my child and your child too. I'll see my day of glory. I play my day.
It's round one. We had David Bowie with Bing Crosby, of course, with Peace on Earth slash Little Drummer Boy. Or is it Little Drummer Boy slash Peace on Earth, Derek?
It's Little Drummer Boy slash Peace on Earth.
Mm-hmm. The longest song in Christmas history, I think.
I think, well, the only version of it that's ever been released has all of that intro.
Yes, yes.
With Bing and David on it.
And I actually remember seeing that when I was a kid around Christmas time. And when I was living in Woburn, Mass., I actually saw that special. But we are going to start with our judges. So we have Terrence, Winston, Tony, Mike, and Molly, and then Rick Cormier is on the line as well. We will start with Terrence. You will go first this round, and then Winston, you will go first on round two, and we'll go around that way. So go ahead, Terrence, give us your thoughts. Which one did you like better? It was Bing and Bowie versus Eddie Arnold, Christmas Can't Be Far Away. Go ahead.
Well, for Christmas, it's all about that feeling, and the feeling that hit me was Mr. Arnold 10 years ago. In December, I was out in Hawaii, and it kind of had a little Hawaiian little feel in it for me. I'm a big fan of the Little Drummer Boy. It's just not that version. So I'm going with Mr. Arnold.
So go ahead, Winston. What do you think?
I'm kind of torn on this one because I thought Chris's selection really kind of sucked.
Poor Eddie. Come on.
And yet the introduction with Bing Crosby was just so freaking annoying.
It's interminable. I agree with you. It's interminable.
But if you down his own selection. Yeah.
But if you want the song, you've got to get it. You've got to have it. And it's, you know, I had to play Bowie this year.
Coin flip, I guess I'm going to go with Derek on that one.
All right. They're all dead, by the way, so no hurt feelings from the three of these guys. Go ahead, Tony.
Fun fact about that Derek song, the Peace on Earth, I think they did that day.
They did?
Yeah, it was like they thought of it.
Another fun fact about that song, Bing Crosby died like 2 weeks after he recorded that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, after the special air, right? He was dead when the special air.
Before the special air.
Probably bored himself to death.
Yeah.
Last thing he ever did.
And Derek doesn't know this, but that's one of my least favorite Christmas songs, so I'm voting for Chris.
There we go. Thanks, sir. All right, Mike Pincus.
Well, I do the same thing every year because I'm not that prolific. Mm-hmm. So what I looked up each song. I Shazammed it and looked it up on iTunes to see the true value in each song. And Chris's song is 99 cents on iTunes. But Derek's song is only available on the album. So Derek's song will cost me $5.99. Mm-hmm. Therefore, it's a much more valuable song. So I have to go with Derek's song.
Okay. You got to pay the $5.99?
I'm not paying any of it. I heard it for free just now.
There we go.
I'm just valuing it.
You're not even paying attention.
Assessing.
Rick Comey in the background. Go ahead, Molly.
They're both good, both classics, but considering the connection Derek and I had to Bowie this year, I got to go with Bowie.
There we go. All right. There's one for Bowie and Bing. Okay. And on the line, Mr. Rick Cormier, who could actually tie this up, I believe. We got 3-2 right there?
It's 3-2.
Yeah, we can tie this up.
I'll have to go with Bing and Bowie.
Bing and Bowie. Bing and round Bowie. Round one goes to Derek. Okay.
Yeah, Derek.
So how you doing right down there, Rick?
I'm stealing the chocolate.
I'm fine, but I didn't even hear the Eddie Arnold song. What was that?
Oh. Christmas Can't Be Far Away. Christmas can't be. It doesn't matter. Derek, you get it. Nice. Round one. What's the weather like there, Ricky?
Chilly today. It was, like 72.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shut up.
72.
Oh, chilly.
Brisk.
Wow.
Yes. Yesterday it was 78.
You'll catch yourself a death of cold, man.
Did you have to break out the long sleeves today, Rick? Is that what happened?
No.
And your muffler.
I did not wear long sleeves today.
How is the lovely Diane doing?
Diane is wonderful.
Very good.
She's in the kitchen now.
Tell her we all said Merry Christmas.
Repast.
Oh, what are you making?
Merry Christmas. A lovely repast.
Repast?
I have no idea what it is.
Ah, I got you. Is it a horseshoe crab stew?
Tell him to do a verse from Titty's
Beef.
Oh, Tony would like, as his Christmas wish, he would like you to do a verse or two from the Elvis teddy bear parody. Could you do that for us? Is that something that you could do? Tony would like that.
Yes, please, yeah. Rick.
Baby, let me see your lovely titties bare. Like that blouse up to your neck. Reveal the treasure there.
All right, now I'm feeling awkward.
Titties bare.
Hope to warm up.
Thank you, Rick. That was nice. Beautiful.
Yes.
Wait, do it again. I just got headphones.
Mike just got headphones.
It was awful.
We'll give you the home game. There's a download of the show available at the end of the broadcast.
Not everybody gets headphones here, as you know, Rick. Wait, Rick, would you like to stick around for another round?
No, I can't, actually. Okay. I have to go to a dance lesson.
Nice. All right, what are you learning?
Yeah, ballroom dancing.
Nice.
You should learn something valuable, like how to twerk.
Love the ballroom.
I want to see you twerk.
It's bad for my health.
No, it's not bad for your health.
The twerking.
Are you sure?
You're in Florida. New hips are a dime a dozen down there.
My ex-wife got a hip replacement. She married a jazz musician.
Rick Cormier, everyone. Rick Cormier.
Try the veal.
All right, my friend. Merry Christmas to you and yours.
Merry Christmas to you guys, too.
Thank you, sir, for calling in.
Your voices.
Yeah, good to hear you, too. Okay. Stay healthy and have a safe holiday season, and hopefully I'll see you next year, either up here or down there.
All y'all as well.
Thank you, sir. See you later, Ricky.
Bye.
There's a little Rick Cormier, everybody. No. Mike's not a big Rick Cormier fan, no.
I didn't hear a word of that.
Oh, you didn't hear a word of what he said?
I didn't hear any of it, no.
Oh, you couldn't hear anything you're
saying?
Oh, well, he speaks highly of you.
Me and Terrence were not impressed.
Oh, Terrence couldn't hear what was going on either. That's why I was seeing blank faces around the table. Well, I'll tell you what. So who gets to go next? Do I go next?
We alternate rounds.
Okay.
So you went first in the first round, I go first in the second.
All right, go ahead.
Sorry to disappoint you.
No. Listen, he's getting cocky.
Leave.
You already got 1-0.
Don't get chippy out there.
Don't get too cocky. I started small, and I got some big winners in here.
I'll go get a head start at the bar. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know. This song, actually, I've been playing a lot the last couple of Christmases. I'm surprised I haven't played it here before.
Mm-hmm.
It's got a very infectious hook to it, which is always good. And it also sort of gets into those who are less fortunate around the holidays and life in general. So here's a little bit of Cracker.
Christmas Day and it's like 80 degrees. I still think about you. Do you still think about me?
You're listening to Time Travel meets The Big Picture / Here at WOW. Christmas Spectacular Battle number 4. We're in the middle of round 2. That was Cracker with Merry Christmas, Emily. And this is my selection. I would be remiss if I did not do some actual time travel on the show that I call Time Travel. I picked up this Christmas chestnut from all the way back in 1862. Completely different from the Cracker song. This is from the country of Switzerland, redoing a traditional French Christmas carol. It is on an organ. I don't know any more than it's from the country of Switzerland, from a CD I found from years ago called Carols Around the World. So this is the country of Switzerland with Il est né le divin enfant. Thank you.
WMFO Medford.
Play ball. Play hockey. Ball, everyone.
I'm in a mood to go play some hockey. I maintain that song would be 1,000 times better if it was played on the hockey organ over at Boston
Garden. That is fantastic. It is, in English, it is He Is Born, the Divine Child. It actually does have lyrics to it. Traditional French Christmas carol found on carols around the world from the country of Switzerland from 1862. So round two, we have that versus Cracker, Merry Christmas, Emily. Winston Kidd, first one up for this round. Go ahead.
Well, again, this was another pretty close one. Derek didn't issue a trigger warning. And his somewhat lengthy intro to Emily by Cracker. Overall, I'm going with the organ music because I kind of liked it.
Thank you, sir. Il est né le divin enfant.
You weren't able to get to your safe place?
No, I need it. You see him over here in coloring, playing with Legos, yeah. Trying to chill out.
That was a classic Wham Bam versus Whimsy. But I danced. I was dancing to the organ music, so I get it. It's a good. That's a good Cracker song. It is a good song. But I what made me move, and I had visions of sugar plums and Rubenesque peaks was the organ. So I'm gonna go with Chris again.
Thank you, sir. Mike Pincus.
I Shazammed both.
There we go.
Cracker for Christmas, whatever it was called, was not available on iTunes. However, it was on Amazon for $1.29. The organ, the crazy organ music, I did say to Tony, if this is an iTunes, I will commit a sexual act with Chris Earle. Thank God it was not on Amazon. It was nowhere to be found. It is priceless or valueless. I'm not sure, so I have to use my own brain to choose, since there's no apples to apples. There's crackers to Swiss. I don't know. I like the organ.
There we go.
Yeah, I just did.
Thank you, sir.
And just to clarify, he said on Chris. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, he said on.
The preposition is key. Yeah. I'm easy, but I'm not that easy. Molly, go ahead.
They were both good, but I kind of like the organ.
Thank you.
Kind of more Christmassy sound.
Thank you, thank you. And Terrence.
None of them impressed me. I did date a girl, Emily. I did get by her family, and the Swiss should stick to chocolate. So I'm going with Cracker.
Oh, nice. All right.
Because I'm a little Cracker, and I kind of related.
I thought I was going to get a sweep.
Even though I did by her family.
And he did get by her family and not with her family. Yeah. Again, the preposition is the key. All right. It looks like we're one up, Derek. Not bad. Is it okay?
The tie's
it's
gone.
On. It's on. All right. Round three. We will get right to it. It is my round. I picked this one from, I believe, it is from 1963. And I really think you guys are going to enjoy this. It is a guy named Billy May with a song called Do You Believe in Santa Claus? Here we go. Top of round three.
Believe in Santa Claus and the stories you've been told. Does Santa really dress in red and live up where it's cold? Are Donner, Blitzen, and the rest the reindeer on his sleigh? Does it go flying in the sky with toys for Christmas Day? Does Santa know just who's been good and those who have been bad? And does he land on chimney tops with toys to make you glad? Do you believe in Santa Claus and do you think it's true that Santa really comes around with Christmas gifts for you? But Santa Claus will come when you're asleep and fill up all your stockings with some things for you to keep. And have you ever stayed up late and while you nod your head, you think you catch a glimpse of him, but you wake right up in bed? Just how does Santa fit inside the chimneys that are small? You ask so many questions that I think you've asked them all. Well, you must stop your wondering. Don't ask your mas and pas. You see, the story's really true, for I am Santa Claus. You see, the story's really true, 'cause I am Santa Claus.
Yeah. Nice. All right. There we go. That's my selection for round three. Go ahead.
I think I won around last year with Thurl Ravenscroft and the Pixies doing Santa's Too Fat for the Hula Hoop. So that's becoming a holiday tradition around here. All right. We're going to have to go a little more modern with that. This is Ansi McLean.
Christmas at the trailer park and everybody's here. Christmas lights are blinking 'cause we leave them up all year. You trigger pick flamingos and start to sing when you walk in. It's Christmas at the trailer park again. The kids can't wait to see what Santa Claus has up his sleeve. Our Hooters advent calendar counts down to Christmas Eve. Aunt Sarah's out of rehab and Uncle Jeff's out of the pen. It's Christmas at the trailer park again. Fa-la-la and ho-ho-ho, pass that turkey leg. Jingle bells and Batman smells and Robin laid an egg. We'll lounge around in Lazy Boys and help the Titans win. It's Christmas at the trailer park again. Exchange. We met back in October and we swapped each other's names. A fight almost broke out over an NASCAR wallet chain. It's Christmas at the trailer park again. The women at the party all steer clear of Uncle Jack. His mistletoe is duct taped to the bill of his John Deere hat. Aunt Clara's hugging Beth and Don, though she knows they live in sin. It's Christmas at the trailer park again. Fa la la, ho ho ho, pass that turkey leg. Jingle bells and Batman smells and Robin laid an egg. There's a Dukes of Hazzard marathon revving up on Channel 10. It's Christmas at the trailer park again. Scene. Plywood cut out camels and a snowman joined the team. A cabbage patch baby Jesus and inflatable wise men. It's Christmas at the trailer park again. It's three whole days of cooking just to feed all our kinfolk. Butter flavored Crisco and Velveeta's bought in bulk. Mom's death by mayonnaise casseroles, a hit with all us men. It's Christmas at the trailer park again. Fa la la and ho ho ho, pass that turkey leg. Jingle bells and Batman smells and Robin laid an egg. We'll lounge around in Lazy Boys and help the Titans win. It's Christmas at the trailer park again.
it's Christmas at the trailer park again. I said it's Christmas at the trailer park again.
Imagine being forced to live outside with only a thin coat to protect you from the bitter cold. Desperate, you call out to your family, but they ignore you. All alone, you shiver and shake as frostbite sets in, and you slowly freeze to death. When it's cold, bring your cat or dog inside. Make sure other outside animals have adequate food, water, and shelter, and report neglect immediately. For more information, visit PETA.org or call 757-622-PETA.
You're listening to WMFO Medford, Massachusetts, Christmas Battle 4. Myself, Derek Gary, Terrence Winston, Tony, Mike, and Molly are all here. Judging round 3, we had Billy May starting it off with Do You Believe in Santa Claus versus Ancy McLean with Christmas at the Trailer Park. Tony Moschetto, you are up.
When I first heard your song, the Billy May song, I felt like, is this racist? You know what I mean? Like it had that tin, like the voice, I don't know. Mm-hmm. It was almost, maybe it was me, I don't know. It's very dark. It turned very dark at the end, you know, and
it's a great ending.
If you imagine Santa being about 7'2".
Yeah.
But Derek, I don't know if you know this, I grew up in a trailer park. So.
I think I've heard that.
Yeah, so. And like I said, it depends on like whimsy versus, you know, and I got a theme going here, you know, but I'm going to go Derek this time.
It's good.
Even though I like, that song is great. Mm-hmm. If I was in a dark mood right now, I'd be choosing that, but I'm... Mm-hmm.
I've actually been to his house.
Yeah, Derek. You've been there.
Yeah. I've been there.
Nice.
So you get the song, but I get to hang out with him in his house.
Nice.
Mike Pegasus.
That first song was creepy. I felt very Jewish during it. Like it was very, I don't know what it was. I think that was what they played in Germany while they marched the Jews. I don't know. Something was just not... It was very uncomfortable.
Dark. But happy also, Hanukkah.
It's also very hilarious. It also happened to be worth 30 cents more than Derek's song. So there I have to go with the Billy May song, which is worth $1.29 on iTunes.
As cool as Thurl Ravenscroft is, Derek's was just catchier. I was kind of humming along to it. I like Christmas in the Trailer Park.
Christmas in the Trailer Park, another one. Terrence?
I had to go with Billy Mays. I thought he sold some good products on TV, and I think he's got a great singing voice. I didn't know he was that talented. Wow. It's good stuff. So, Chris, and rest in peace, Billy. I give that one to you.
Thank you, sir. Winston Kidd.
All right. My first thought upon hearing Chris's song was that I didn't realize Darth Vader's dad sang Christmas songs. Derek's was much more catchy, so I'm going with Trailer Park.
Wow. All right. I'm in trouble this year because that was my first pick, Derek. That was like the one I'm like, I'm going to get across the board with everyone with this one. But I don't know. You guys heard something a little different than what I heard, I think, because I think that one was full of whimsy, and I think it was a lot of fun until the end. And the end is just fantastic. He just like goes down like, oh. Yeah. It does get kind of creepy, but I think it's an awesome Christmas song.
That may have been what inspired Roddy Holder to scream, "It's Christmas" at the end of "Merry Christmas, Everybody." It's just that idea that you have to finish real big on one of these Christmas songs.
That song
I'm actually
made me
very surprised.
I liked it quite a bit.
Oh, thank you.
Didn't it make you think in black and white?
I don't know. I mean, I didn't get that racist tinge that you got on it.
I was just trying to be funny. Mm. It was just
It was just like, I don't know. That was like all 50s type of Christmas to me. I just loved that one. But anyway, so round 3 goes to Derek. Ancy McLean, Christmas at the Trailer Park. But I only got one on that one, right? Was it 4-1? All right, let's go. Round 4.
No, that was 3-2, because Pincus went your song.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, okay, so it was 3-2 on that one. All right, so Derek, you are up for top of round 4, right?
So this is one of the songs that I cannot believe that we haven't played. This is a classic that is from the same era as a lot of the classic Christmas songs, but because it's not on that Phil Spector album, it's one that a lot of people don't know. Let's get funky this holiday season with James Brown.
Santa Claus goes straight to the ghetto. Hitch up your reindeer. Go straight to the ghetto. Santa Claus, go go straight to the ghetto. Fill every stocking you find. The kids are gonna love you so. Leave a toy for Johnny. Leave a doll for Mary. Leave something pretty for Donnie. And don't forget about Gary. Santa Claus, go straight to the ghetto. Santa Claus, go straight to the ghetto. Tell him James Brown sent you. Go straight to the ghetto. You know that I know what you will see, 'cause that was once me. Hit it. Hit it. You see mothers and soul brothers. Santa Claus, go straight to the ghetto. Santa Claus, oh Lord, go straight to the ghetto. Fill every stocking you find. The kids are gonna love you so. Fill every stocking you find. They know that they need you so. I'm begging you, Santa Claus, go straight to the ghetto. If anyone wanna know, tell them Hank Ballard told so. Santa Claus, go straight to the ghetto. Never thought I'd realize I'd be singing a song with water in my eyes. Santa Claus, go straight to the ghetto. Don't leave nothing for me. I've had my chance, you see. Santa Claus, go straight to the ghetto. Santa Claus, a soul brother needs so. Santa Claus.
All right, there's James Brown with Santa Claus Goes Straight to the Ghetto. We're in the middle of round four, and this is my selection. Bringing back the history of the Christmas battle, I decided to go back to a time I wasn't actually here, but I think this voice will be familiar to a number of you who have listened to WMFO over the years. This is our friend Robbie with Christmas in Alston here on Time Travel meets Hear It Well Christmas Battle 4.
This goes out to all the ladies at the Westfield YMCA. Keep it tight. Well, I'm going to Home Depot and I'm gonna buy a tube. And I'll put it on my muffler and the hole that I chew food. And I'm going to see Mr. Miyagi and the dojo in the sky. You say he's Pat Morita, but I know now. He's that guy. He's dead. Merry Christmas. Text me now. Let's get Tintin Buffet or Shaw's La Carte. Let's rent Big Trouble in Little China and ride the Pork Chop Express in the dark. You can sweat it at the sports bars with the seashell necklace crew. I fill my hot container. Zelda, I love you. Keep it going. Well, if infant Jesus was alive, he'd be right by my side as I take the 57 down to Kenmore Square tonight. But he died in a plane crash back in 1983. I fill my hot container. Zelda, marry me. Text me now. WTF, BRB, LMAO. Let's go to the aquarium and let the penguins go. You can sweat it at the sports bars while the dudes play golden tee. I fill my hot container. Zelda, marry me. Thank you.
we go. It's the end of round four. We had James Brown versus Robbie.
Little known fact about that song is it actually debuted for the first time here at WMFO.
Interesting.
I have a version of that that I'll break out toward the end of the show, which is the very first time it was played.
Very nice.
On one of my and Paul's Christmas shows way back in the day.
Very good. Do you like that pick?
Yeah, that's a good pick. That's
a good
song.
Sir. Thank you.
That actually almost made it onto my list, but not quite.
Well, it made mine. Mike Pincus.
I sense everybody's tiring of my price list. I also am too lazy to look the last two up because my phone is starting to die.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to have to use, again, my own brain. I don't really have a joke for those, but I like Derek's song. It was a little more songy, a little more toony. I like them both, but I'm going to go with Derek this time.
All right. Molly.
I have heard Robbie's song many times in the car, and it's awesome. I'm going with Chris on this one.
Thank you, Molly. Terrence.
Being an African-American, I related to the James Brown song. However, I do love the local flavor of Robbie, and this kind of was like a Dunkin' Donuts for a Starbucks. So I'm going to go with the local flavor of Dunkin' Donuts and Robbie.
Robbie Rhodes Thema. Winston Kidd.
I got to go local on this one. That was a good song.
All right, another vote for Rob. Tony Muschietto.
So you won? It's 3-1. Yeah. Oh, so it doesn't matter who I vote for, really.
But we love your comments.
Any way you want to go.
We love your comments. Anything you want to say.
Well, I was going to vote for Chris anyway.
Thank you,
sir. I pick the loser every time, by the way. I'm quite proud of that.
I'll let you use my phone if it dies, too, Mike, just so you know.
Oh, it's still 50%, but I'm just neurotic.
I'm just letting you know. You know, I noticed 46. Derek didn't let you know, but I'll let you know. Well, you can use my phone if it dies.
I'm just afraid not get an Uber home.
I might even let you use Derek's phone if yours dies and mine does, too. If it helps you vote my way.
It'll help me.
All right. You know what I found out, Derek? I think when I played James Brown last time, you won the round two. James Brown, as much as we love the Godfather of Soul, he never does very well when we put him on for some reason. He's awesome.
Too nice of a song. You know what I mean?
I love that saxophone in the middle one. It's like,
James Brown, that's one of those things. James, you got to make a Christmas song. You got to do a Christmas song. He doesn't want to do it.
Right. Yeah.
They make it quick, put him in a studio, chained him down to a chair, he sung it, and he left.
Yeah.
That's what it got. It didn't have that James Brown soul flavor.
Right.
It didn't have it. It missed it. That's why Robbie
won. He didn't take it to the bridge, you know?
They actually made him do a whole album.
Yeah, it's great.
And
it's fantastic.
Parts of the album are great.
Mm-hmm.
Parts of the album are a complete travesty.
Oh, I still love it.
Which is like, James Brown clearly needs drug money. And it's like, write another Christmas song, James.
But Santa's got a brand new bag. Great tune.
There's a couple of great songs on the album, but there's a couple of things on it that you're just like, oh.
Santa bought a brand new bag.
That's right.
Do our listeners just at home realize that?
Speaking of Santa.
Hey.
Do our listeners
Santa
realize
Joel
that he's not African American?
Merry Christmas,
they
Santa.
They still
Joel.
Don't know that joke.
What?
Do our listeners at home realize Terrence is not African-American?
Oh, I don't know. He has a very...
Whoa.
Theater of the mind.
Theater of the mind.
Yeah. Check your privilege, white man. Who are you to say...
And Mike Pincus is not really Jewish.
Yeah. Who are you to say who isn't African-American?
You know what I found out this year? And we're going to go right into the next round, but I found out that I'm actually Russian. I found out I'm part Russian.
So you're the one that hacked the election?
We'll leave that up to the next round. I'm going to play.
I did make the observation, I think last week, that the studio tonight and the judges tonight looks a little bit like the Trump cabinet.
You mean very successful?
Very handsome, very successful.
Successful. Mm-hmm. But there are certain
not
physical characteristics that we all share in common.
Not Terrence.
We're rich.
Yes. Terrence is our African-American representative tonight.
And like Trump, he's not talking about the woman in the room.
That's correct. Well, no, we talk about the woman in the room when you're not in the room.
Let's go to round five. It is mine, right? I'm starting the top of this round. I'm going to go back 1 year. The Killers produce a song a year, and they've done it for quite a long time now. The one this year, they didn't do the whole band. It was just the main singer, and he had his 80-year-old friend do a song with him. And I wasn't a big fan of this year's Killers release for the first time, unfortunately. But last year's, I absolutely loved. And this was the third song in a trilogy about Santa and a young boy. boy and a fight that they get into. The first one was the Don't Shoot Me Santa Claus, and then there was another one after that, and this is the third one. It's called Dirt Sledding, and listen in for Richard Dreyfuss in the middle of this one. So this is the Killers with Dirt Sledding, top of round five here on the Christmas Battle here on WMFO Medford.
Hey kid, getting tired of all this running around. I think I'm going down. Oh yeah. Don't you think it's time we reconcile? Maybe we could talk a while.
Santa, help me change your heart. Santa, help me change your heart. Santa, help me change your heart. Santa, help me change your heart.
And we know it wasn't easy.
You've been after me a long while. A pathological display. Now take a moment to imagine my dismay. When I heard you had a heart change, I was skeptical at first. Till you seen it for yourself, I guess you just expect the worst.
WMFO Medford.
All right, so let's go with something a little bit classic as a counterpoint to the modern music. K-Star with one of the great holiday tunes of all time.
Old Miss
Mr. Kringle is soon gonna jingle the bells that'll tingle all your troubles away. Everybody's waiting for the man with a bag, 'cause Christmas is coming again. He's got a sleigh full, it's not gonna stay full. He's got stuff to drop at every stop of the way. Everybody's waiting for the man with a bag, 'cause Christmas is coming again. He'll be prayers that you've made through the year, you'll get yours. If you've done everything you should, extra special good, he'll make this December the one you'll remember, the best and the merriest you ever did have. Everybody's waiting for the man with a bag. Christmas is here again.
It's on everybody's Christmas list this year. The bag. Everybody's waiting for the man with the bag. K-Star, Derek, you beat me. You beat me. It was my next round pick.
Wow.
It's round five. K-Star, everybody's waiting for the man with the bag versus the Killers with Dirt Sledding. We have Mike Pincus start or Molly starts?
Molly
is starting this round.
A good round for both of you, but I like Derek's a little bit better, the jazzy.
Mm-hmm. All right, K-Star, everybody waiting for the man with the bag. Winston, that's a point there.
Yep.
Terrence, go ahead.
I have to go with K-Star. I'm a big fan of Pussycats. She's a big fan of Pussycats. Who isn't a fan
I'm
of Pussycats?
I'm just a fan of pussy.
Sometimes it takes a while to get them to purr, but it's pretty cool to get them to purr. So I'm a big fan of K because she's a big fan of Pussycats, and so am I.
All right. Very nice, K-Star. Winston Kidd.
You know what? I'm going with yours, Chris. I thought I had a really nice... Got me bopping around.
Thank you, sir. I like the Killers. I like how they do that annual Christmas song, and that's one of my favorites. Go ahead, Tony.
It was December 1945. The war was over. K-Star was playing.
That's what they want America to be.
It is.
Yeah.
It is.
So I'm going that way.
This is the great that we're trying to make again.
This is, yeah.
I got news for you. I'm going to be playing it again next round.
I don't know if you know this about K-Star, Man with the Bag, but it costs $1.29 on Amazon.
You can give away an ounce for free.
And the Killers' Dirt Sledding is only on iTunes for $1.29. Mm-hmm. But the Killers song was really long. I got distracted. Mm-hmm. I don't know the attention span. I don't remember what the song was halfway through. This guy came with chocolate.
It's Joel.
Joel
came in with chocolate.
Yeah, I really like the K-Star song a little better. So we're going with K-Star.
There we go.
And Derek.
There we go. K-Star. Wow. What'd you get? K-Star got four on that one?
Four.
4-1. Yeah, I knew that would be a big winner there, Derek, and you beat me to it.
I think that's the first time that's happened, actually, where we've had a song on our playlist.
That's true.
The one thing that kind of surprised me is, and maybe we should have just colluded for this, I'm a little surprised that we didn't open with Prince and David Bowie.
Yeah, you know, I originally threw Prince on the list because, you know, I'm a huge Prince fan. And then I'm like, you know what?